Welcome into the film room, and today it's about the quarterback. And isn't it always? Blake Bortles got great experience by playing in his rookie season. He's going to have a change in system, but to me, that doesn't matter. It's about experience and understanding NFL defenses, and we saw a lot of positive traits out of Blake, and we saw some that he needs to improve on. Let's take a look. Here's a 2nd and 12, and when Blake hits his last step in his drop, he doesn't see what he likes, but this is what he does best, extend the play. And here, you can see the accuracy on the run and finding a guy, and also credit to Allen Hurns to keep working to finding an open spot. Exciting because extending the play is critical in the NFL. But against the New York Giants, there was a play that kind of highlighted some of the areas that he needs to improve on. When Blake comes around on this bootleg, Clay Harbor is wide open. If he were to just step into the throw instead of fading away, this would have been an easy completion, a routine throw that should have looked routine, a mechanics issue, something that he's got to work on. And here against the Houston Texans, tied up in the second quarter, this is a 1st and 10. You need to be able to move the sticks, move the down marker to make a manageable 2nd down. This should be an easy throw, but once again, look at the footwork. Kind of fading back to the left. The left foot is not pointing towards Allen Hurns. A mechanics issue, but this is fixable, clearly fixable. Some of those routine plays will come with experience and understanding where the routes are and who's going to be open. That will come. But the thing that excites me is his ability to raise his level of play at critical moments against the Giants right before the end of the half, but also against the Houston Texans at the end of the game. Let's jump back in. And we're going to go right to the film, the last game at Houston here, down by 6 points, 2.5 minutes to play, and it's 4th and 10. You got to make a play. Look at the pocket presence without seeing it. In other words, he's not turning his head to see it. He just feels it. And he climbs the pocket and he throws a strike to Cecil Shorts. Perfect play to move the chains. And this play shows a great understanding of this defense because it's two-man. Quarterbacks recognize that when there's two-man, everybody has a coverage responsibility and they don't want to vacate it. And Blake Bortles recognizes it and scrambles for 34 yards. And on the season now, 7.5 yards a carry. Impressive for a quarterback. And here's the play that should have slammed the door. 1st and 10, the very next play. And he's initially looking to his right, 3 receivers. There's nobody open. And he does what he does best, extending the play and moving to his left. Now let's cut it to the end zone shot. And you can see once he moves to his left, it's very difficult for a lot of quarterbacks to throw accurately on the run. But that's one of the things that he does best. And look at this placement of the ball. That should have been game over, touchdown, and a victory in Houston.